everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Learning is cognitive. That's head stuff. Knowing is revelatory. Knowing is from your spirit man. You may not have all the details about something, but I know. No, you ain't telling me. I know you lying. No. He have a real good argument, but you come find out, yeah, he was lying. How'd you know? I had it in my knower. Here he had a good, you know, he sold me here. But something there was saying, just wait and see. You see, Adam, before he fell, he didn't have to learn anything. He walked with God. God said, Adam, name the animals. Where'd he learn all that stuff? Where'd he learn any names? How could he name something and the name match or, well, see, when he named them, he also put the nature in them. He didn't learn that. He knew that. After he fell from God, now the learning had to start. He had to learn a lot of stuff. And that's where we are to a degree. We have to learn a lot of things. But oh, when you walk by the Spirit, amen, there's stuff you learn that you never went to school for. Why? Holy Spirit is there, the one that knows everything. And so to the carnal saint, you know, dig deeper. You know, don't let people draw you into the flesh and into the carnal mind, into the natural mind. Amen. Follow the Spirit of God. And you know, he'll challenge you. Some things God will give you things to do that are bigger than you. This is what people miss. They just want to be comfortable and, you know, have it easy. You know, God doesn't work like that. God will always draw you into a place where you have to rely upon him. See, he is your source and not on your resources. You got to rely on your source. You got to trust God. I tell you, that's the place of true freedom. That's the place of true deliverance. That's the place of true breakthrough. Instead of holding back, being afraid. And this is what this whole COVID thing has done to a lot of people. They're holding back. They're afraid now. Fear has struck them hard. But I'm telling you, God's going to awaken. God's going to bring deliverance. There's a reset. Amen. There's a reset coming. So the manifestation of the sons. Hear me. This is where it gets a little heavy. The manifestation of the sons. Not the World Economic Forum, but the manifestation of the sons is going to redefine everything. I say that again. The manifestation of the sons of God, that little remnant, that whatever they were carrying sure was effective against the enemy, is going to redefine everything. Do you realize in the book of Acts, the testimony was these 12 have turned upside down the known world. See, God was so working with them just before Jesus came on the scene. The Romans built the Roman roads. Why? To connect the world. Because God knew the disciples were coming. And they would need the roads to carry the gospel all around the world. But those 12, not 1,000, 12 of them, had turned upside down the known world. The gospel was preached everywhere. 12. Started with 12. Tell me what God can't do. The manifestation of the sons will redefine everything. Give me Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, starting at verse number 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Tell somebody right now, creation is waiting on you. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, what does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. The manifestation of the sons. If you read this over, you study just that small portion of scripture there, you'll see all of creation is waiting, groaning, longing to be delivered from the bondage. Flowers want to get rid of the weeds around them. Some of the little critters that eat the others, they tired of running and hiding, always getting ate up. Ants tired of getting stepped on. You name it, all of creation is groaning and waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. When the sons are manifest to the world, everything's going to be redefined. God is about to reset some stuff. Amen. You can believe it if you want to, or you don't have to believe it if you don't want to. But if you believe, come on, I say, if you believe, see, if you come to God, you must first believe. Well, Lord, how can you do so much with so little? That's how God has always worked. Think about a moment. When he sent his son, do you understand? The son was a seed in a womb, vulnerable, born into the world a little baby. But look how God is able to preserve. Tell somebody the devil is a day late and a dollar short. Herod heard the king of the Jews had been born, but it was 2 years. Even before that, when Mary became impregnated by the Holy Ghost, Joseph, her husband, was going to put her away privately. Somebody say, but God. One night, Joseph was asleep. God gave him a dream. Said, this seed, this Holy One, is of the Lord. Amen. And Joseph understood and then had another dream when Herod was going to come and try to kill him. He said, take Mary and the child into Egypt and stay there until further notice. How many know it took some money to go to Egypt? Come on, I'm going to show you how God sets this thing up. When Jesus was born, the wise men came from afar off. They were carrying gold, frankincense, myrrh, camels laden with goods. They came to worship him, born King of the Jews. God was setting them up. Tell somebody, God's setting you up. You better ask somebody if you don't know. God is setting you up. Stop all the whining. Stop all the worrying. Get rid of the anxiety. God got this thing under control. He's about to hit the switch and reset some stuff. Amen. You might have been broke for a while. God was teaching you how to handle money. So that when he puts a lot of money in your hand, you ain't going back to the way you used to do. You ain't going to have those habits like you used to have. The great reset. God, tell somebody, God's setting you up. You better recognize. You're a prophetic people. You got the songs. See, you got to believe in yourself. That's drop the mic time, Elder. You got to believe in yourself. You believe in God. You believe something somebody else is telling you. But a lot of times people are very shaky on their own decisions. And then the devil comes to you right away. You feel like you done messed up and you done. No, God says, believe in yourself. Believe that God is directing your steps. Believe that God's got you under control. Believe that God is going ahead of you. Believe that God is with you. Tell somebody right now, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
I come to find out that even if, when I mess up, God makes it a miracle. When I have a mishap, God will make it a miracle. Why? My heart is toward Him. He knows how to do it. He has manifold wisdom. He already knows what you're going to do and knows how to get you where you're going. Trust Him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust God. You are right where God, tell somebody right now, you are right where God wants you right now. Amen. So, the manifestation of the sons, I'm gonna hammer that. The manifestation of the sons is going to redefine everything. Mm-hmm. Redefine everything. When this revival truly breaks out, when this awakening truly breaks out, watch. Nations. Amen. Nations, everything's going to be redefined. There's going to be such a sound of joy. Come on, I said such a sound of joy. Not just happiness with stuff. Joy. Joy that come from heaven. Amen. According to Isaiah 60. And I won't have time in this message. But you do study Isaiah 60. And see what happens in Isaiah 60. But according to Isaiah 60, there will be an alignment. There's going to be things that start to align. There'll be an alignment of all the activities of the earth around the manifestation of the sons. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said in Revelation 1:6, he has made you a king. Kings ain't broke. Kings aren't living like Mephibosheth. Kings aren't left out, kicked out, you know, thrown under the bus, you know, ostracized. No, kings rule. Kings govern. Tell somebody, I'm a king. He made me a king. Remember, we studied that, Basileus. But we're headed to Melech, to where we're on the throne governing. But that's the manifestation of the sons of God. I say it again. The manifestation of the sons is going to redefine, reset everything. Amen. There's a global agenda. And people better wake up quickly. Because they're just trying to, you know, label everything. They're trying to see. There has to be an awakening because their agenda is evil. It's disguised. It's evil. It's to depopulate. It's against humanity as we know humanity. I mean, God so loved the world. God loves mankind. Satan doesn't. He hates mankind. So this is the struggle.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.